Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made Bible Stories for Children. I'm so glad you're here. In our last episode, we heard the amazing story of how young Samuel learned to listen when God called his name in the night. Samuel answered, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." What a beautiful way to show us how to listen to God's voice. Today, we'll continue Samuel's story and see how he grew into a prophet and leader, someone God used to guide his people. Are you ready? Let's jump in. Samuel didn't stay a little boy forever. As he grew, he kept listening to God and serving faithfully. The Bible says that all of Israel from the north to the south knew that Samuel was truly chosen as a prophet of the Lord. A prophet is someone who hears God's words and then shares them with others. Samuel became a messenger of God, helping the people know what was right and leading them back when they strayed. There were hard times in Israel. The people often forgot God, and enemies like the Philistines would attack. But whenever they called out to God, Samuel prayed for them and reminded them to put away false gods and trust the Lord alone. One time, the Philistines gathered for a big battle. The Israelites were afraid. But Samuel prayed and offered a sacrifice to God. And God showed his mighty power. A great thunder rolled from the sky and confused the Philistines, so the Israelites won. Afterward, Samuel set up a special stone and named it Ebenezer, which means stone of help. He said, "So far the Lord has helped us." It was a way to remind the people, God was their helper and would never leave them. For many years, Samuel served as a judge and prophet. He traveled around, teaching the people, helping them solve problems, and guiding them to follow God. But Samuel wasn't perfect. No leader is. Later in his life, the people began to demand something new, a king, like the nations around them. Samuel warned them that a king would take their sons, their daughters, their land, and their freedom. But the people didn't want to listen. Even then, Samuel stayed faithful. He prayed to God and continued to guide the people as best as he could. Isn't that amazing? Samuel didn't trust in his own strength, he trusted in God. And God gave him wisdom and courage to lead. Think about this. Do you have someone in your life who reminds you about God, like Samuel reminded Israel? Maybe a parent, a teacher, or a pastor. God gives us leaders to help us walk in his ways. But he also invites us to listen to him ourselves, just like Samuel did. Samuel's life reminds us that following God takes courage and patience. Sometimes people won't listen. Sometimes things won't go the way we hope. But God asks us to stay faithful and keep trusting him. Let's think about a few things together. Have you ever had to remind a friend or sibling about what's right? What helps you keep trusting God when things around you are hard? Can you think of something God has helped you with, like Samuel's stone of help? Samuel grew from a boy who listened to God into a strong leader for his people. He helped them remember that God was their true king. Thanks for joining me today. Next time on Wonderfully Made, we'll hear about what happened when the people begged for a king, and how God gave them one. Who was Israel's first king? And would he follow God's ways? Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made, and God hears you when you call to Him. Bye for now.